"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Try us out. You might like us. You know? Maybe we're new to you. Coming up in about 15 minutes, another word, a keyword, where if you follow John's very specific directions, you could win some money. We call it the inflation bonus. It's coming up at around 3:20, again at 4:20 and 5:20, so several chances left to win on the show. All right, let's get right to this, because it is a five-minute play, but we think it's going to be worth the time to listen to if you didn't get to see it on television. CBS 2 investigative reporter David Goldstein takes a look at the story that came out a couple of weeks ago that the recent release of the homeless numbers in Los Angeles County by the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, or agency, I guess it's agency, may be undercounted.
Well, see,
there's reports coming from people who actually were out there doing the census that they weren't confident in the numbers being reported.
I take issue. Undercount is too mild a term. It's a media term. They put out false numbers is what they did.
You have no proof of that.
Yes, I do.
You can't call someone a liar.
Yes, I can. They put out a zero. How could you put out a zero for Venice?
That night, nobody was there in that little section of Venice. It's possible.
No.
They drove by, looked around.
They lied because they're under so much criticism. They tried to deflate the number to make it look like they're doing good. All the people who run LASA saw these numbers. It was audited and vetted. They knew what they were sending out there. This is on purpose.
All right, let's begin to play the report from David Goldstein, and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah. LASA came back in this area here with zero people homeless living on the street.
Wow, that's funny.
Bill Young and his friends could only laugh.
Oh, and my baby.
They're homeless, living with their dogs, they say, for 6 years in these vans in the parking lot of the Westminster Dog Park in Venice. And they're not alone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cars in this parking lot alone. Plus these guys that sleep right here.
That's their unofficial count of the homeless in the park. But the official 2022 count by the L.A. Homeless Services Authority, or LASA, showed the total unsheltered population in this area, zero.
I think it's bull. Excuse my language.
Here's the proof.
Good morning.
But at their press conference announcing the homeless count, Lhasa officials were upbeat.
There are lots of good things in the numbers today.
They claim the number of homeless went up just 4.1% in L.A. County from 2020 to 2022, and up just 1.7% in the city of L.A. during the same period.
The numbers are suggesting that there's a flattening of the curve.
But are the numbers accurate?
Did Lhasa get it right in this precinct?
Lhasa did not get the count right. Nowhere close, nowhere near.
Jessica Rogers was one of thousands who volunteered to count the homeless back in February.
I was scared for my life.
She went block by block in the same area where Bill Young and his friends live in Venice. Where Lhasa showed zero, she counted 297 and inputted it here on the app provided by Lhasa. But she says that app continuously crashed. She ended up texting in the information, but her 297 was reported as zero.
I remember very well what I saw and where I saw it and what it was like. And to find out that Lhasa recorded zero people on the streets that night is heartbreaking and gut-wrenching.
Are you questioning some of these numbers?
Yes, we're questioning some of these numbers.
And she's not alone. Dan Flaming is with the Economic Roundtable, a nonprofit research group.
Had 94 people who were unsheltered in 2020. And then in this year's count, it had zero.
He's going through the numbers and found some hard to explain. He found roughly half of the areas counted had fewer unsheltered homeless in 2022 compared to the last count in 2020. And 335 areas that had reported unsheltered homeless in 2020 now reporting zero.
Do you believe those numbers?
It's hard to reconcile with what I see as I drive around the city.
Lhasa is the same agency where we caught employees throwing cases of food in the dumpster that were supposed to go to the homeless. The agency has an $800 million budget and has been under attack by both the city and county for not doing enough to combat the homeless problem.
What do they say? You know, numbers don't lie, but people lie.
Jay Handel chairs the Homeless Committee for the L.A. Neighborhood Councils.
You think they actually manipulated the numbers?
I wouldn't count it out. I would definitely not count it out because, again, knowing how unhappy the county and the city are with Lhasa, it would not shock me.
Is Lhasa purposely manipulating the numbers to make it look better on the streets?
Absolutely not.
Lhasa's Molly Reisman says the count is just an estimate. She admits the app was a problem.
But it didn't work.
I wouldn't say it didn't work. There were some challenges.
But she maintains it was an accurate count.
These people counted what would amount to 297 unhoused individuals. And your count came back as zero unhoused. How do you explain that?
Because our goal is to get a regional estimate, and assigning the data per census tract was complicated this year because of some of the technological issues. We believe we got the best regional estimate we could.
But to those living on the streets, they say their count is the one that counts.
It's never been zero. Actually, right now, it's probably the highest I've ever seen it.
And while Lhasa maintains the numbers are as accurate as they can be, they did say they have dumped the company that created that app that was used in the last count. They're replacing it with another one, and one hopefully works a little bit better than that one.
When is the next count?
The next count will be early next year.
All right, that's CBS 2's David Goldstein, investigative reporter, and going right to the source, some of the census takers doubting the homeless numbers.
Yes. I have never heard of anyone more full of crap than Molly Reisman, the chief programs officer. I mean, Joseph Goebbels would be ashamed to do what she was doing there. I mean, honest to God, there's 297 homeless, and she doesn't think zero is an inaccurate count.
Well, let's remind everybody the big statistic in there, and I wrote it down. There were 335 places back in 2020 that had homeless people. Right. This count in 2022, those 335 reported zero.
Right. So why didn't they look at that and do it all over again? And you can't blame the app. Don't you have...
Yeah, did anybody audit this and say this doesn't make sense?
Don't you have a pen and paper?
technological difference. Well, that's probably how they did it years ago before
they walked around with... Well, what's the point of an app that doesn't work? It's a busted app. Who is that company? Did they have political connections? Was it somebody's brother-in-law, some deadbeat brother-in-law who made up a fake app that didn't work?
You think they sent him out there knowing the app wouldn't work and they'd have to come up with zeros?
I think they're a bunch of liars. I think buried in that story was the truth. They get so much criticism from the city and the county because they're such a disaster agency that they decided to pull a fast one.
But they did it so, well, there'll be an increase, but not a very big increase.
Right,
We can't say that the homeless problem is gone. Right. The numbers are way down.
Everybody knows there's an increase, but they tried to fudge it and say, oh, it's just 4%. And the only way they got to 4% is by zeroing out 335 districts. 335, think about that. You tell me they didn't know what they were doing? This was absolutely scripted, conscious, intentionally lying. This agency should be defunded and destroyed. This is corruption. This is no different than the corruption of Ridley Thomas and Jose Huizar and Mitch Englander. This is no different than all the misbehavior of Nuri Martinez and Karen Bass with her fake scholarship that she got. This is all the same stuff. They're all blowing our money. They're all corrupt. They're all lying. This is what they do all day.
There's breaking news. Kevin DeLeon did an interview. Got any guess with who? Univision.
I was going to say.
No, I will not resign because I have a lot of work ahead. I feel very bad. I feel very sorry for the damage, for the wounds that exist today in our communities. But he has reiterated the fact that he will not quit.
Hey, stared down the mob, huh?
I'm sorry. I want to apologize for the painful words that were carried out that day last year, but I will not resign. Wow. All right, we'll have more on that.
Well,
also, it's going to air tonight, but
he'll finish out his term because all the wieners who always run and hide every time an activist group. And by the way, I can't stand him, okay? He's a dirtbag of the worst sort.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to call him Kevin Leon.
Yeah, no, he's an absolute dirtbag. His policies and ideas are destructive. He's an awful person. But you can't let these mobs, these social media mobs, run the world. You can't. You have to just say no. And I'm glad he just said no. Let the constituents in his district, let them vote to recall him.
All right. Also, we'll talk about how the L.A. County Board of Supervisors is trying to do something to alleviate the problem with the metro train that finds its way into Long Beach, the end of the line. It's the blue line, or I think it's now called the A line. And the vagrants get off and stay there. They've seen a big increase in the homeless population around this area in Long Beach. And we'll tell you what the Board of Supervisors dopes are talking about. Your chance for money, too. The keyword, the inflation bonus keyword, is next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, repeating a big story that just came across. Los Angeles City Council member Kevin Leon said in a television interview airing tonight that he will not resign. A partial transcript of the interview was released by Univision. Noticiero Univision. I am so sorry. I am excessively sorry. And that is why I apologize to all my people, to my entire community, for the damage caused by the painful words that were carried out that day last year. No, I will not resign because there's a lot of work ahead. He's sorry for the damage. Oh, no, he wants the wounds that exist today in our community.
The wounds? Sorry for... Where are these wounds?
Well, those are the ones that have to heal.
Right, but I mean, on what body part do the wounds lie?
Did he stab people? Or
you would think, right, from the description? We have wounds, we have healing.
I'm curious when we see the full thing, though, if he does say, you know, I didn't say much. A lot of it was Nuri Martinez. And...
Well, if he says that, it's true. Most of it was her.
He may not want to get that detailed, just say, I said I'm sorry, I'm not resigning. Leave it to the voters.
You know, if you're truly sorry, just say it once. If you're not sorry, then don't apologize. But just say it once. You don't have to go on tour. If somebody's not going to accept the apology, that's their problem. You know, the LA Times ran their second editorial demanding that Cedillo and DeLeon resign. It's like, you know what? You're not in charge. You're this weaselly little bearded nerd writing editorials. Nobody has to listen to you. Nobody. The voters in his district. I mean, he's been a recall. He's been a dumb dirtbag all his life, and they voted for him. 25,000 votes. Not very much, but that's all who votes there. It's up to them. You know, it's America. You can have a dumb dirtbag represent you if that's what you're into.
All right. Meanwhile, we're talking about the homeless. We just played a great story from CBS2 reporter David Goldstein about that suspicious homeless count for L.A. County that was released a few weeks ago that many think is a lie, that they deliberately undercounted significant portions of the county, including that one Venice neighborhood where they came up with a zero, and there's at least a couple hundred homeless people there. So that apparently, and again, I repeat that statistic, 335 places in the county that reported homeless people in 2020. This year in 2022, the census says zero. That's just not credible.
How many people do you think looked at that report before it was made public? And remember, you had employees of LASA, I don't know who those two women were, standing there, and they were praising themselves for progress that they saw in the report, which was a total lie. See, I know just about everyone listening, if you were in charge of LASA and you got a report with 335 zeros, every single one of you would say, this is nonsense. We're not releasing this. No one's going to believe it. It's garbage. It's a lie. Stop it. I don't care if it's the app. It's irrelevant. You have a pair of eyes and a pen and paper. Figure it out. That's the way the place ought to be run.
Yeah, you know what? I think what really happened is they do all the data. They put it together. They said, oh, we're only up 4%. Let's just release this then.
Yeah.
Don't look into anything here. No details.
They should be fired. Ray, find out who the two women on that videotape were, if you could, on the David Goldstein video. Because I watched the video, and I didn't see a graphic on there identifying them. Maybe I just...
But they're with LASA.
They're with LASA. I mean, those two should be fired. Okay, now this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, everybody, we spent a week trying to...
Get rid of
De Leon for a bunch of nasty comments that were, you know, illegally recorded, private conversation, right? Here, you have the number one issue affecting the city, right? Half the mayor's race is about homelessness, and the other half is about crime. And we are paying billions of dollars to LASA and other agencies to fix the problem. And this is their report card. And they come out and they give us a load of steaming horse crap, a complete fabrication, a lie. It's deceptive. It's fraud. Fraud, and they should be fired for it. And those two women ought to be fired for going public because they knowingly lied. And you can't tell me they didn't know it. 335 zeros on the spreadsheet? Come on.
The LA County Board of Supervisors talked about a motion yesterday to try to deal with the situation in Long Beach. The Metro train, which runs from downtown Los Angeles and ends its journey in Long Beach, the rule is everybody off. We got to clean the bodily fluids. So people in this neighborhood in Long Beach are complaining that the homeless are dumped there. So Janice Hahn has come up, oh my God, with, this is what we should do. We should consider round-the-clock navigation hubs within the metro system. Now, bear with me here. This is fantastic. What she wants to do, because there's not enough, quote, outreach workers there when the trains arrive at like 2 a.m. or something like that. So instead, they want to provide, I guess they'll put up little notices, directions to shelters for homeless people who exit the trains at the end of the service day.
That is idiotic.
Oh, it is. That is not going to work. The bums don't care.
No, you have to put them. No, the city has to put them in a bus and drive them out of Long Beach. Long Beach should not get a daily supply at 2 a.m. of the day's new homeless crop.
Just because they're the end of the line, exactly.
And by the way, they should have police or sheriff's deputies or whoever's patrolling that throw the homeless off.
They want to establish a specialized homeless task force.
God.
Including representatives of Metro.
Yeah.
And the L.A. Homeless, the L.A. Homeless Services Authority, too.
Yeah, right. Those liars. Those frauds. Honestly, this is so excruciating. This is absolutely only Janice Hahn's half a brain could come up with this idea. Post a sign at the end of the metro stop so the homeless know where to go.
Yeah, what directions to their latest local service provider.
Right. They stumble off, whacked out on meth or fentanyl or booze.
Oh, they ignored it, right.
With schizophrenia. It's like, hey, Ralph, where's that sign that points? They shouldn't be allowed on the train. They should be thrown off the train, period.
All right, when we come back, a couple of stories taking us back a couple of years involving our beloved Employment Development Department. That's the California agency responsible for paying out the unemployment money. We have new details on just how bad that was and new details on efforts to claw back some of the money. Yes, the fraud money. We'll talk about it, John and Ken. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, well, repeating the big story, he went tribal. Kevin DeLeon, the LA City Councilman, who many are calling for to resign over those leaked audio recordings, went on Spanish language television, Univision, and announced he will not resign. The entire interview's in Spanish. It'll air tonight, and I guess there'll be a translation and, we can play parts of.
Yeah, the people who vote for him are going to be watching.
Yeah, that's exactly the theory. He went to a place that would be a good source, right?
Because I saw something in a poll that 78% of people in L.A. County want him to resign, or L.A. City. And I thought, well, I bet you the 22%, a lot of them live in his district. Maybe. The ones that support him.
Yeah. Well, you know, if people in his district don't like it, they can start a recall and see what happens with the voters in his district. See if they are into that. Coming up after 4 o'clock, we'll head out into Bidenville. He released more oil reserves. There's a few stories that go around that, including reporters asked him, is this anything to do with the election? trying to tamp down the gas price problem? You'll get his answer. We'll play you that.
That's less than a day's worth of gas. So that's really not going to have effect on prices.
It's virtue signaling. But now we return to really what we both believe was one of the most undercovered scandals in the history of California. Well, you got to look at the high-speed rail is also, it's undercovered for that fiasco that's gone on for now 16 years.
This is the most expensive undercovered story.
Exactly, and it all happened in a short period of time. This is the fraud at the unemployment agency for California, known as the EDD, the Employment Development Department. Who knows? Like everything else in life, we don't want to call it the unemployment department because that's a negative connotation. We're going to help people. We'll call it employment development.
Well, we speak plainly here on the show, and it's the unemployment department. And you only got the money from this department if you were unemployed.
So we learned after the pandemic began that they really had no controls on handing out the money. And officially, they're still reporting about $20 billion in fraud from domestic and international criminals. It was the largest reported amount of pandemic-related fraud from any state. We also told you then that one of the things they would not do, and Gavin Newsom was behind this, was to do a quick check of the inmates. Just compare their Social Security numbers to claims that were coming in, just to make sure the inmates were not trying to grab some money. And they thought that was a privacy violation that was blocked.
Newsom thought releasing prisoners' Social Security numbers was just a horrible invasion of their privacy. We're talking about people on death row. He wouldn't release the Social Security numbers of death row inmates. That's how Scott Peterson got one of these EDD checks.
So what we've had going on for some time now is a man by the name of McGregor Scott. He's a former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of California. He has the job to try to get some of that money back for California. And I can tell you right now that the last time we talked about McGregor Scott and how much money they got back, I don't think the needle's moved. They've recovered a little bit more than $1 billion. But that was months ago.
Yeah, that's about it.
And the reason is simple. They did it by freezing EDD bank debit cards obtained through fraud. If you're going to stop this from happening, you got to do it quickly, because what the crooks will do is they take the money out of there as fast as they can and launder it.
The money,
so if you haven't gotten the money back by now, you're not going to get most of it.
No, the money they got was unused funds in these accounts. It's stuff
that's
that,
right.
They didn't spend. So that was easy. But once it's taken out of the account, it's gone forever. They'll never get it back.
Yeah, they're trying to track some of these people down. They have arrested some people and charged some people with unemployment fraud.
Do you know what is shocking about this? And this is entirely Newsom's responsibility for those of you who are voting for that that fraud. They think that 36% of the cases filed.
37. It's 36.6.
37.
It rounds up to 37.
37% are fraudulent. 37% of the claims made were fraudulent.
Well, they write here, what percentage of that was outright fraud or mistakes is unclear. But most believe the majority was fraud.
It's all fraud.
Of course it was fraud. There were no controls on it.
And so
they really had no controls. They're like, we got to get the help to people right away, so don't ask any questions. Just send the money out. That's exactly what happened for quite a while back in 2020.
The LexisNexis Risk Solutions, I guess, is they've looked at this issue. Haywood Talkov is the CEO of the government division. He says the number is closer to $32.6 billion, not $20
billion. Yeah, I've heard $30 billion for quite a while now is a better number.
Well, because he said he looked at federal Labor Department audits that showed California averaged a high jobless fraud rate and an improper payment rate 3 years before the pandemic. And the number didn't go down during the pandemic. It only went up. In other words, leading into the pandemic, California had a high rate of fraud. They were paying out probably 37% of the claims, and they were fraudulent.
I like what Jim Patterson, the Republican state assemblyman from Fresno, we've had on the show many times, said. The state of California has to stop patting itself on the back that they're doing something. This is patchwork. We only got $1 billion back out of maybe 30 to 35 billion. That's a terrible batting average. We got to do better than that. But as I said before, I think it's too late.
It is too late.
Anybody that defrauded us 2.5 years ago, that money is out there in the launder world.
You know, I heard a report on Fox this morning, and they think collectively from all the COVID programs, you know, Congress passed trillions.
Oh, the payroll protection.
That there's probably $500 billion was stolen collectively from all the payouts. $500 billion stolen from taxpayers.
Yeah, they think it's at least $163 billion just from the unemployment money.
We have obviously the dumbest, sloppiest, most careless government on the federal level and on the state level. The people who work in these departments, all these faceless, nameless, colorless bureaucrats, there's not one of them that cares. The rest of the world looted $500 billion from us, and nobody cares.
So now they have a driver's license authentication system called ID.me. The state thinks is a highly secure identity verification process. And they hired an outside data analysis firm.
Yeah, sure.
They're confident they're getting a handle on this. Because there are reports that they're still being defrauded. The unemployment money is still being the Russians and
that was
the
point of the guy from LexisNexis. He goes, look how much they were defrauded 3 years before the pandemic. That's how he got to $32 billion. He looked at the rate of fraud before the pandemic, said the rate of fraud went higher during the pandemic. So that's why it's got to be at least $32 billion.
Yeah, because the pandemic was the floodgates. They didn't want to get in the way of people getting their claims because people are counting on this money. Get it out there. All right, we got more coming up. It's John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I'm looking at the sample ballot that just came to my mailbox today for the election. They want to raise the sales tax in my town to 10.25%. Good Lord.
For
what? Right now it's like 9.5.
For what?
They're arguing that they don't get enough of the money from the county. In other words, there's a county sales tax, and then you can add on locally if the voters approve, and then allegedly you'll get more of that money for your local budget. But 10.25,
that's obscene. Tell them no.
I voted no. Thank you.
All right,
coming up after 4 o'clock, we'll stroll into Bidenville. We'll play the wonderful intro. We'll talk about Joe's move to release more oil from America's strategic reserves. We'll also tell you that Joe's going to go bye-bye for a couple of weeks. He's going to work from home in Delaware. You know what's been underreported? He's apparently spent more time away from Washington, D.C. and Delaware in his first year or 2 years here in office than Trump did. And they made so much about Trump's trips to Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Trump is out there golfing all the time in New Jersey. Joe spends a lot of time in bed in Delaware.
They should lock him in the basement in Delaware for the next 2 years.
Yeah, apparently there's nobody really calling for him on the campaign trail, so he has time to go to Delaware and sit and maybe ride his bike around the backyard.
Can you imagine? We got this huge election coming up, and he has nothing to do.
He's sidelined. I saw Obama's going to campaign with a couple of candidates, but Joe, it's okay, Joe. Sit down, have your cup of tea.
Here's a blanket.
A sedative.
Somebody read him a bedtime story.
We don't need you right now. Here's your grilled cheese. Well, Deborah Mark, a big day for you.
Yeah, why, Ken?
The city of Los Angeles and its city council voted unanimously yesterday to adopt a resolution in support of the Global Plant-Based Treaty Initiative.
Woo!
It is what you think it is. It's moving us away from animal agriculture.
Thank goodness.
I have a question.
It's a plant-based treaty, John, a treaty.
How much farming is done in the city of Los Angeles?
That's not the point. But we eat the meat.
That's correct.
Right?
We consume the...
Are they banning consumption of meat?
They can't. No, they can't do that. It's a resolution.
It's a resolution.
Just, it's just virtue signaling.
It's a...
It's a PR move. But Deborah Mark's in favor.
I'm in favor of that.
Hold on.
Guess what? We've become the world's largest city to endorse the treaty.
This is what they did.
Oh,
yesterday.
But Garcetti has to approve first.
Wait. This was the business that they couldn't conduct for a week?
Yeah, it was. This is part of the agenda yesterday.
Yes. Oh, thank God they finally got to it. Look at all the damage those protesters did. Look what De Leon and Cedillo did. Pushed off this treaty for a whole week.
Next item on the agenda, the plant-based treaty.
What is
yes.
a treaty?
It's an important treaty.
Wait a second. A treaty is when you have two sides warring and they agree to stop bombing each other.
Deborah, it's about the three R's. Number one, relinquish. No land use changes, ecosystem degradation, or deforestation for animal agriculture.
Okay.
Redirect. An active transition away from animal-based food systems to plant-based systems.
Yeah.
Hear that, John?
Animal-based food systems?
Yeah, that's your hamburger meat. Yeah.
What does this mean in the city?
What
is that, like the delivery truck that takes the burger meat to In-N-Out?
It's a resolution. It's just asking you to stop eating the meat, so we'll stop killing the cows and we'll stop.
It's hoping that you'll do this on your own, John.
And the cow farts that are killing the atmosphere. And
no, I mean, the In-N-Out truck can't deliver the meat anymore. They're going to be forced off the road by the by police.
And the third R is restore. Actively restore key ecosystems, particularly restoring forests and rewilding landscapes. Rewilding.
Why don't they get the homeless out of the Bologna wetlands if they're worried about the ecosystem? Sorry about that. It's bad lunch.
Among big cities, Los Angeles has joined Buenos Aires endorsing the treaty. I think Deborah Mark wrote the treaty.
I did. Yeah. I was keeping it on the down low, but you called me out. And
what kind of a nut writes that gobbledygook?
You know how much dairy systems? Products and milk contributed, they say, to the state's economy? $8 billion.
Yeah, that's a lot of jobs there.
I know. I thought there was more dairy in like Wisconsin and other places, but
no, we got 40 million people, and most of them are normal.
Well, but no.
They eat meat. They drink milk. That's what most people do.
Oh, so you're not normal if you don't eat meat and drink milk. Okay.
You said it.
No, I'm repeating.
You just
what
said
you
it.
Said. No, I'm making sure I heard you right.
I agree with you.
California does have the country's largest dairy industry. You know how many cows there are? Deborah Mark, 1.7 million.
Oh, wow.
In the state, which contribute to the dairy industry here. 1,400 dairies.
That is a lot of milk.
Oh, and how much are going down for food? 5.2 million head of cattle and calves that I guess go to John's In-N-Out
Burger. How many head of cattle I've eaten in my life? If I had to stack up all the beef I've eaten in my whole life,
do have some sort of beef product every day, don't you?
Yes.
Shame on you.
Sometimes twice, or Oh, yeah, you do. Don't
Occasionally,
you?
Twice, yeah.
But I'm Usually sure you eat once. Two. Don't you eat two meals?
Yeah, but I.
Or is that bagel? That's a meal, that bagel you eat? That.
Well, yeah, that, there's no beef in that, no.
No, but there's dairy on it. You put cream
yeah.
cheese on
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, there's no way. Well, all right. Every single meal has some kind of dairy, if not meat.
Not mine.
You really live a fun life.
I do. I'm yeah. very happy with my choices. Seriously, I don't miss. I do not miss meat.
How long does it take dairy? You to order in a restaurant?
Well, I go to restaurants that have vegan.
She knows in advance.
Vegan
right.
options, yeah, exactly. But, so I know.
Right,
but what if someone takes you to a place that you're not familiar?
I'll just
with?
Say, hey, do you have any vegan options? But, or hey, can I get that avocado toast without the egg on top of it?
Right, but That's there's it. A lot of questions. Like if you order okay. some oh. kind of salad or soup where there's
yes.
Not obvious questions. Ingredients.
Then okay, who cares? Okay, if that's the one bad trait that I have.
Was it like 4 or 5 minutes?
No, it took me 2 seconds to say, do you have avocado toast without an egg?
Can I get suggestions for different ways to cook
it? Without butter.
Uh-huh.
That's it. All no, right. I don't give suggestions. I just ask. Oh, can I get that without the cheese?
That's and it. They don't roll their eyes and say, oh, another one?
Oh, they'll say, oh, no, it's pre-mixed. And I say, okay, well, is there anything else? How about a pizza without the cheese? Oh, really? You like that?
It's yes. dry bread.
That's fine. I'll take that. See, it's only a few. It's not long.
Why don't you just bring toast with you then?
Well, fortunately, living in Los Angeles, I don't have to. There are enough places that have options.
Okay. All right.
When we return, we'll be in Bidenville. He's released more oil from the strategic reserves. He's heading to Delaware. We got a lot to talk about. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.